I had an interesting experience this week. I posted my, I began, as you know, posting notes from my homily preparation on CatholicAudioMedia.com. You actually can find the link and it'll go to a page that lists all the notes, the clippings actually I took for homily preparation. And I also link to it on Reddit for people who might be interested in looking at the notes. And I had an interesting response from someone who on subreddit. A lot of stuff on subreddit is anonymous. However, obviously, if you read my stuff, then you know it's me. So anyway, what he wrote was, "Father, with respect, I don't get the point of this post," which was linking to the notes that I was going, that I'm going to use for homily preparation. It says, "Clipping from various sources on a public forum with minimal context are great and all, but why should the general public care?" Now understand, this is on a subreddit focused towards Catholics, so it's not for the general public, it's just towards Catholics. And I wrote the following response. "I do a lot of research before every homily. The reason is I believe the people are entitled to a good homily and I should research it well to give it to them. Non-Catholic pastors do the same for their congregations, and that is where I got the idea. I know many priests do as well, but others do not. I thought of posting my research because there are real jewels of thought there. It is a way to further educate the laity. There is a real problem in Catholicism, especially here in the United States, where there's a greater need for a deeper understanding of what it truly means to be a Catholic. Many, including bishops, teach that we must live a virtuous life to go to heaven. It is true to a point. In fact, Aristotle would be proud of those words, but Aristotle never met Jesus. Many good Catholics believe that living a virtuous life defines Catholicism. If we do that, we will go to heaven. Do you know that the church actually teaches prayer is an indispensable condition to live the commandments?" And that's from the Catechism of the Catholic Church, number 2098. "So therefore, it is impossible to live a virtuous life if we do not pray. That is what the Catholic Church actually teaches, which therefore is the true requirement to go to heaven, virtue or prayer. The church teaches we must be people of prayer to live virtuously. Therefore, the true requirement is prayer. St. Alphonsus Liguori, doctor of the church, says that people who pray go to heaven, people who don't, do not. How many homilies do you hear about prayer versus the number of homilies about living a virtuous life? From last week's post, you will see that the church also teaches that it is the role of the ordained priest, me, to serve the priesthood of the baptized, you, so that you can go out in the world and live the gospel. How many people understand that as well? Who has the more powerful mission, me or you? Well, you do. My role is to help you fulfill that mission. I started posting my research to help readers here deepen their faith and to glean from it to help them live their mission as a Catholic. Remember, I started with 11 pages of clippings with which I whittled down to a 1,000-word homily. The rest ends up on the cutting room floor. This gives those who read them a chance to see the great riches that are there that they may not hear on any given Sunday, including at my parish, which of course is St. Anthony in Alston. You can also see a bit of how one priest puts his homilies together." So that was my response to that that issue. And that is the reason why I put that up. It's kind of an interesting question because he said, well, why do that? Well, that's why. Because if I go through all this material and I can come up with pieces of information that mean a lot to me that I want to share with you, then if I give you the same material, maybe the same thing will happen with you. And one of the fascinating things I thought of is, yeah, it seems out of context and it is all these clippings and notes. Okay, that's there. And, you know, you might be able to read through that and see something that says, wow, I didn't know the church taught that, or wow, isn't that powerful, or wow. And that's the whole point. Now, you might say that this could be taken out of context and you just see this one saying and it may affect you powerfully, even though you don't see it in the bigger context. Well, isn't that what Twitter is? As much as, you know, I hate Twitter, but isn't that what Twitter is? It's this one sentence, one or two sentences that can be taken out of context, but it's written out there so that people will be touched by whatever saying that you have and will be affected by it. And, you know, my point about Twitter is people use it to react to other things, and so then it becomes this big fighting fest, which I'm against, especially for Catholics, because we shouldn't be in fighting fests. But you see my point there. You may go through that and find some powerful things. And maybe one of the most powerful things I found on that, we're going to talk about on the other side of the break. And it'll be something to really touch upon. You're listening to The Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. We'll be right back right after this. Did you know that you can listen to Catholic Audio Media on the iHeartRadio app? Catholic Audio Media is now available through your iHeartRadio app. If you don't have the app, download it to your smartphone, tablet, or computer and subscribe through the podcast tab to Catholic Audio Media. You'll be able to hear both St. Anthony Overnight and The Voice of St. Anthony, both programs through the app. You can also enable them through your smart speaker and hear them through the smart speaker as well. Just ask for Catholic Audio Media Podcast from iHeartRadio. You can hear them anywhere. You can listen to them as you're jogging. You can listen to them as you're preparing to go to bed. You can listen to them as you're eating and having breakfast or lunch or dinner. You can hear them anytime you want at iHeartRadio through the iHeartRadio app. And don't forget our website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com, where, as you heard, you can check out the notes that I used to put together my homily. You can give us an input for homily. Give me an input for on the homilies. You can see that there. You can give us feedback for the show. You can send us prayer requests. You can read the blog. You can connect to our Substack newsletter. All kinds of things you can do over there at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also listen to the archives of the show, by the way. And don't forget listening to Father Adriano Zandana's Crusade, who, by the way, we found out just from Facebook alone, he pulled in 16,000 of you all listening. So we really appreciate that. Just from Facebook alone, 16,000. So thank you very much for listening. And he's all excited about this. Coming to us from Brazil, which is fascinating as well. And I always listen to him, obviously, when I produce the show, but sometimes I hear it on the air as well, and I enjoy that he has a lot to share with us. So anyway, CatholicAudioMedia.com. So anyway, in this comment and my response to it, I talked about these powerful jewels of wisdom that you find in the research. So one of the pieces of wisdom I found came to us, came to us from the sources of Catholic doctrine. Now, sources of Catholic doctrine is kind of like if you know when people go to court and a judge or rather an attorney will argue in light of past precedents and rulings, that's what sources of Catholic doctrine is. It's kind of like a list of all kinds of documents in the church, letters and responses and everything else, from which we can get a lot of our Catholic dogma, hence the name Sources of Catholic Dogma. Is it Catholic dogma or Catholic dogma? Sources of Catholic dogma. That's where we get it. Well, there is a letter against the predestinarians. Predestinarians are people who believe that God created certain people to go to heaven and certain people to go to hell, and you can't change that. Certain people were created to go to heaven, certain people were created to go to hell, period. Cannot be changed. That's the way it worked out. And we as Catholics do not believe that at all. We believe that everyone has an equal opportunity to go to heaven. So what we see here is one of the statements in this letter is Christ Jesus our Lord, as no man who is or who has been or whoever will be, by whose nature will not have been assumed in him. So there is, has been, or will be no man for whom he has not suffered. Now, a lot of this older writing, when it's translated, it becomes a little bit complex. So it's like, okay, what did he really say? Well, let's sum it up. Really, what he said is there is no human being who ever walked the face of the earth for whom Jesus did not suffer, and never will there be. So every human being, Jesus died on the cross for every human being when he died on the cross. He died on the cross for every single human being. So how are we saved? Well, the door is open. However, there are people that will make the choice whether or not they choose Christ or whether or not they reject Christ. The Catholic Church teaches that those who go to hell are those who refuse the grace of Christ right to their dying breath. That's what the Church teaches. It's a blatant refusal. So it's not someone who, like people will say, I've heard this on some Catholic media, one unrepented mortal sin can cast you into hell. Well, yes, providing you absolutely are choosing to the very point of your last dying breath not to repent of that sin. But that's a choice. It's not an accidental thing. It's like, I will not repent. I embrace sin the whole bit. Well, yeah, there is no connection there to Christ with that. However, what it says is when you repent of your sin, that door is open. Or another way is put is you drink of human safety, which is the grace of the salvific grace of Christ. So it says the drink of human safety, which has been prepared by our infirmity and by divine strength, has indeed in itself that it may be beneficial to all. But if it is not drunk, it does not heal. So in other words, it's like, it would be like Christ hands out a glass of grace that'll lead you into eternal life. And if you drink it, you go to eternal life. If you refuse to drink it, you don't. So it is on you to say, yeah, I choose. And that's powerful. Anyway, Father Adriano tomorrow. Have a blessed day.
We now have improved our website for smartphone and tablet use. Now you can go right to our podcast. You can also check out the other pages on the website at catholicaudiomedia.com. This will lead you to St. Anthony Parish in Alston. It'll lead you to our blog, our contact and prayer request forms. And also, you can share your comments and even prayer requests with us. And if you've been touched by our program, you can even show your support through a donation on our donation page. We're at catholicaudiomedia.com. CatholicAudioMedia.com.
In Cristo vivimos.